Hello and welcome to the Crazy Kevin Show. It's a brand new year. What we've got on the show for you today, we'll talk about brand new years. It's the Chinese New Year. We're going to be talking to Daffy all about what happens on Chinese New Year. Also, we've got a brand new fitness section coming up with Coach Dan Dan in the house and a lawyer speak with their Kiri. Plus, of course, we've got our golden album. We've got our musician as well. We've got Aiden as a musician today. Lots and lots of things coming up. Oh, and Avenue Q, those wacky puppeteers, are coming to the Arts Theatre this week. We're going to have a chat with them as well. Lots and lots of things happening for you on the Crazy Kevin Show. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. But not if you're driving, okay? Just tap your fingers on the steering wheel. All right, welcome once again to the Crazy Kevin Show. Hey!
Yeah. Scott Way, Yika Tangun, Crazy Kevin from Power FM. 同你講嘢,聽住啊。
It's Crazy Kevin and about Power FM. I've got some lovely people with me here today. What's your name?
Hello, I'm Catherine.
Hello there, I'm Mitch.
Hello, I'm Kyle.
Oh, very good hellos there. I like the hellos. I must be with actors and thespians here. So, Catherine, whereabouts are we?
We are at USQ, and we're at our SITS probe for Avenue Q, which is opening this week. And we've got our Bad Idea Bears here as well, and our beautiful Trekkie.
So, come on, tell us, what are the Bad Eye Bears?
Oh, I'll introduce myself. Hello. We're so cute and lovable. Here's my other Bad Idea Bear.
Oh, hello there. This is a microphone I'm talking into. It's really nice. Yeah, we're the Bad Idea Bears. We basically convince people to do, well, some naughty things.
So what sort of naughty things do you do then?
Oh, well, you know. Yeah, you know, like, you might have your rent money, but we'll convince you to buy beer instead.
Yay! Buy a case of beer instead.
Oh, a case of beer. Yeah, that's even better.
Nobody needs to eat food, just buy beer!
Yeah. You'll save money in the long run when you buy in bulk!
Yeah, you do!
I love talking to puppets and things, that is brilliant! Now, what's it like, Catherine, actually being an actor and then using a puppet?
Well, it's been an interesting journey because we kind of all know how to act and we all know how to sing and dance, but working with a puppet is just a whole other ball game entirely. So we've had a bit of fun in this journey, but look, we've got the best characters of the show, so we've had a great ride. And I don't think I've laughed so much during a show ever. We've just had laughs from start to finish, so it's been great.
So how do you project yourself into the puppet?
Well, you basically just get your hand in there and you give it a go. That's all I can say. So I've been puppeteering for about 10 years or so, and to come back and do a musical after about 13 years, I'm a little bit out of my comfort zones, but it's been great to get involved with Shoebox Theatre Company and give it a real red hot crack. Yes.
Well, we've got the bears on one side. We've got a bit of a scary one here. Now what's your puppet called?
Oh, my name is Trekkie Monster. Yeah.
And what do you do in the show, Trekkie?
I mostly stay in my apartment and I sit on computer and look at porn all day.
So we're going to tell everybody this show is for what age group?
This is rated MA 15+. Unfortunately not for kids, even though I'm a school teacher and I love doing puppetry for children, but this is for the adults, for the kids at heart.
This is Sesame Street XXX.
Sesame Street meets Family Guy, apparently, is the line we're going with. Yeah, that's pretty close. But, yeah, I have a six-year-old who wants to come and see it. He says, "Mum, how's the puppets going?" I'm like, "Yeah, they're great." "No, you can't come to see them. Sorry." So definitely adults only.
What's the basis of the story?
So we have Princeton, who has just graduated college, and he's basically starting to make his way in the world. And he has come to Avenue Q because it's the only place that he can essentially afford. He started in the Avenue A and worked his way down, and that's his way he can afford. And yeah, he just starts to meet all these lovable characters and just starts to realise the actual reality of what the world has to offer. And
sounds as though it's a good, fun show. Now, can you tell us, what are the timings and the dates? How can people get tickets?
7th to the 16th of February at USQ Artworks Theatre, and you can get your tickets online at artsworks.usq.edu.au, or you can call 4631 1111.
Well, it's been amazing talking to you guys today. Good luck for the show. We're looking forward to seeing it and hearing it. Let's say bye-bye from the characters.
Oh, yay,
bye-bye!
Come and see Avenue Q! And USQ! Lots of Qs!
Lots of politically incorrect songs that'll make you laugh. Yeah. Yes.
Bye.
Crazy Kevin. Crazy Kevin. You listen to Crazy Kevin on the Crazy Kevin Show.
It's Crazy Kevin on Power FM, and I've got a lovely lady here with me because this week is a special week. It's the start of the brand new shows on Power FM, and also it's Chinese New Year. I've got to say a big hello going out to Daphne. How are you, Daphne?
I'm very good, thank you, Crazy Kevin. Gong Hei Fa Choi. Happy New Year to you.
So it's Gong Hei Fa Choi, that's what it means?
Yes, Gong Hei Fa Choi means Happy Chinese New Year.
So this year, which animal symbolises Chinese New Year?
This year, 2019, is the year of the pig. Oink, oink, pig.
Oink, oink, pig? It's a pig. So what does a pig signify then?
I know, everybody says, oh, yuck, it's a pig. But, you know, pig is so lucky. It's like the old saying that we always say, as happy as a pig in a mud. Well, that's what the year the pig is all about. It's all about your happiness, your joy, and your desire to travel, to see new things. And guess what? Pigs attract success. So because of that, we always say, make money. Spend the year making money or investment. It's going to bring you luck because pigs brings you success.
So this year, start making money for everybody because it's the year of the pig.
Yes, that's right. Get your money together. Make more money. It's all about the pig attracting good things happening for you.
Tell us a little bit about some of the traditions that happen around Chinese New Year.
Well, you know, Crazy Kevin, the Chinese communities, they're very superstitious. When Chinese New Year comes, just before usually it happens, everybody goes and get a haircut. And that symbolizes cutting away all the old stuff from the previous years. So you're ready for a brand new start. And some would like to also go and buy a brand new outfit just to symbolize that you're having a fresh new start. You're looking beautiful. You feel nice because it's something new. And also, ladies, clean your house. Clean your house. Scrub it from head to toe, inside, outside, in your gardens. Everything needs to be tidied up before the new year comes so that you brush away all the dirty things and welcoming the happy good luck of the next year.
So get rid of all old clutter and things like that.
Oh, definitely. Get rid of the clutter and give your house a good scrub down.
Now, what's the meanings of the little packets that you give to people?
Oh, they're called red envelopes or lucky red envelopes. And they usually have money inside. And generally, they're given to people with money as a symbol of Happy New Year. It's like giving Christmas cards to each other. That lucky envelope is usually containing money. But generally, it is given between adults or adults to children.
So is there any significance about the colour red?
Oh, yes, definitely. Red symbolises happiness and joy and luck. And also, red colour stimulates your appetite too. So Chinese New Year, we like to bring in prosperity by using lots of red. We use lots of red in the homes to stimulate the appetite because to celebrate Chinese New Year, it's all about a big family get-together with lots and lots of food. So you'll need a really, really good appetite.
Well, definitely, it's been great talking to you today all about different Chinese traditions and things like that. And you'll have to come on the show again in the future to tell us a little bit more because it's been so fascinating. And all the best for the Year of the Pig.
Oh, and you too, Crazy Kev. Let's just hope that it brings you lots and lots of pig in a mud joy. What's with this home? Is this my girl?
Just that money.
It's Crazy Kevin out about on Power FM and my musician speak, and I've got a lovely gentleman here with me. What's your name?
Aidan Roberts.
Now, Aidan, tell us a bit about your background. How long have you been a musician?
Yeah, well, I've been playing. I remember in year seven at school, we'd go to a mate's place, and his neighbour used to own a pub at Longreach, so we'd jam in his shed full of all the gear that he had from his pub that he owned, and so a long time.
So what sort of musical influences have you got then?
I listen to a wide range of things, from Paul Simon to some of the old classics to some of the newest pop folky stuff. Paul Simon, Joni Mitchell, all the Beatles, and then the newer stuff like Jack Cardi. So he's a Brisbane musician that moved to England recently.
What type of music do you play then?
Yeah, well, I play a broad range of like folk rock. They're all inspired by like the mundane things of life. And I write music and I kind of choose whatever serves the song. So I try not to limit myself by genres, so to speak, but it all kind of feels like folk rock.
I always ask musicians this. When you say you write music, do you have the tune first and then the lyrics, or is it the lyrics and then the tune?
It's definitely a mixture. Yeah, for me, it depends on the ideas. Often I get a lyric or a phrase, but once things get rolling, then it's like, okay, yeah, cool. I need a chord that sounds like this. And then I have that in my head, or I at least have the melody in my head. And then I go, yeah, what'll harmonize with that?
So have you been working around Toowoomba at all in any places?
I recently played at the Mayoral Carols. I've done a lot of work with Lucy Quartz and Nick Marks, releasing their EPs and playing in bands for them. And I've also launched my album called Bound by Silver.
You teach music as well.
Yep, so I've got about 50 students I see a week during the term at a couple of schools at Mater Dei, St. Thomas More, and a studio that is now called Highlands Music Academy.
So what do you teach?
Guitar, mostly, but I often bring in elements of songwriting and things to do with recording and DIY recording. And
Aidan, how can people contact you if they want to see you or whatever?
Yep, the easiest is probably through Facebook, Aidan, A-Y-D-E-N, Roberts. And I'm a musician page on there. It should say Toowoomba. That'll be me. Yeah, otherwise you can email me at aidan.roberts.music@gmail.com.
Can we play one of your songs now then?
Yeah, of course you can. We'll play Bound by Silver.
So why Bound by Silver? Why did you call it that?
Well, that's an interesting story. I originally had a song called Mediocre Minimalism as the title track. A lot of my friends and the people I was telling about the album were like, look, man, I don't know if you'd want to put that your music is mediocre in the title, which I can understand. Basically, the whole album's about grappling with stuff. So I kind of got married and moved in with my wife, and I'd been living in a camper van, so I didn't have, well, I had a fair bit of stuff considering I was living in a camper van. But still, when we moved into a house together and had all these like house furnishings and piles of stuff, and we put all our things together and it, you know, kept growing. It was kind of a lot to deal with. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but it was just going through the motion of, what do I do with all this? And then the responsibility and all those things. So that's what this whole album's really about. It's just grappling with that and different ways of looking at it. Bound by Silver says that in a different way to mediocre minimalism.
So this is Aidan Roberts. Thank you so much for talking to me today. We're going to hear you now with Bound by Silver. Take it away.
When I'm reaching through the memories that come flashing behind my eyes, what would I uncover that I didn't recognize? I won't be chained by regret as a way to keep me around, 'cause I'd rather not be. constant feeling of consumed. Belonging meets belonging by miles. It's chilling the constant feeling of.
That's the music. It's time for our Golden Album of the Week. And do you know who's chosen it? It's Kiri, our brand new lady who does our lawyer speak. Thanks, Kiri, and she would like a bit of R.E.M. So we've got three tracks coming up from R.E.M. Let's tell you a little bit about R.E.M. They're an American rock band. They were from Athens, Georgia, formed in 1980 by drummer Bill Berry, guitarist Peter Buck, bassist vocalist Mick Mills, and the lead vocalist Michael Stipe. One of the first alternative rock bands, R.E.M. was noted for Stipe's distinctive vocal quality and obscure lyrics. And you know, the first track I'm going to play for you off our Golden Album of the Week is Shiny Happy People. It appeared on their 1991 album Out of Time and was released as a single in the same year. The song featured guest vocals by Kate Pearson of the B-52s, who also appears in the song's music video. Also, it was used as a theme song to the unaired pilot for the sitcom Friends. At that time, as Friends Like Us. It was used in episode 10 of the first season of the series called The One with a Monkey. Anyway, despite the song's success, band members were ambivalent about it being known for a pop song that lacked gravitas. Michael Stipe, in an interview, said if there was one song that was sent into outer space to represent R.E.M. for the rest of time, I would not want it to be Shiny Happy People. Anyway, do you know what? I like it. Hope you enjoy the show on Power FM. Here's R.E.M. with Shiny Happy People.
Crazy Kevin on the Crazy Kevin Show. It's Crazy Kevin on the Crazy Kevin Show. It's Crazy Kevin on the Crazy Kevin Show.
You're listening to Crazy Kevin on the Crazy Kevin Show.
It's Crazy Kevin out about on Power FM, and we've got a new section coming up for everybody now. I've got a lovely lady here with me. What's your name?
Hi, Kev. My name's Kiri Edervane, and I'm from Murdoch Lawyers here in Toowoomba.
Well, we're going to do a section every week all about stuff to do with lawyers. What sort of things are you going to be talking about?
Well, Kev, the area I work in is I work in wills and estates. So I deal with people who are doing a new will, they're doing a power of attorney, or someone's passed away and they're looking for a little bit of help to administer the estate. So I'm going to be talking to you about a few kind of myths and misconceptions and of the crazy stories that we've come across over these last few years.
Kiri, tell us a little bit about your background then.
Okay, Kev, so I grew up in Toowoomba, Toowoomba State High School, school captain there, I'm very proud of it. Ooh. Yes, indeed. Go Mount Lofty. So I went to university down in Brisbane at Queensland University of Technology and graduated with first class honours in my law degree. I started off my career in Brisbane at one of the top tiers, but I soon yearned for home and came back to the Darling Downs. So I've been back here in Toowoomba for about the last 6 years with my young family, and I've been at Murdoch Lawyers for most of that time. So started off as a paralegal, just learning the ropes, and now I'm a senior solicitor within the wills and estates team.
So within the lawyers, for people who don't know, do you have certain sections that people are in?
Yes, so in some of your smaller regional towns, you might have a general practitioner there who handles a bit of everything, but we're quite segregated here, so we tend to practice just in one area. So I practice exclusively in estate planning, so wills, estates, powers of attorney, structuring. We have other sections here, so we have a commercial team that handles your rural purchases and your commercial leases. We've got a business team to handle your companies, a conveyancing team, all the buying and selling houses, an employment team, a family law team, and then the litigation team. So that's when everything goes wrong and they come along and help out. So I help people with wills, powers of attorneys, estates, structuring some trusts, structuring some companies, and also if they want a little bit of asset protection. So Kev, let's say if you're a director of a company and you hold some assets in your own name and you're a bit worried as to if everything goes belly up, what's going to happen to all of my assets? Well, that's something I can help out with.
So, Kiri, we're going to be talking about all types of things that you can have in place in case certain things happen to you.
Exactly, because most people kind of limit it to just a will, and it's never just a will. We need to deal with your superannuation. We need to deal with if you lose capacity. Often people have kids from previous relationships and they have a new partner and they own a property with their new partner, so we're going to need a co-ownership agreement. So there's lots of other documents that form part of that suite there that falls into your estate planning.
Well, Kiri, we're looking forward to speaking to you each and every week, and you're going to help us out with all the hard things. Is that okay?
I'm going to do my best, Kev.
It's time for our second track on our Golden Album of the Week. And this week's artist is R.E.M. And we've got Everybody Hurts. It was originally released on the band's 1992 album Automatic for the People, and was also released as a single in 1993. It peaked at number 29 on the Billboard Hot 100 and peaked within the top 10 of the charts in Canada, Australia, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France and Iceland. Much of the song was written by drummer Bill Berry. Although as R.E.M. shares songwriting credits amongst its members, it is unknown how much he actually wrote. In fact, Berry's drums are largely absent from the song. A Univox drum machine took his place. And the string arrangement was written by Led Zeppelin bassist John Paul Jones. In 2005, guitarist Peter Buck told the BBC, "If you're consciously writing for someone who hasn't been to college or is pretty young, it might be nice to be very direct. In that regard, it's tended to work for people of a lot of ages." Hey, don't forget, if you've got an album or an artist that you would like, just drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com and I'll get it on the programme. And R.E.M. was suggested by our lovely Kiri. Thanks, Kiri, for this. And here we go. This is R.E.M. and Everybody Hurts.
Yours alone.
Sometimes everything is wrong. Now it's time to sing along. When your day is night, hold on. Hold on. If you feel like letting go,
Crazy Kevin out and about for Power FM, and I've got a lovely lady here with me. What's your name?
Danielle Gardner.
Danielle, whereabouts are we?
We're here at Fierce Fitness Toowoomba.
So what is Fierce Fitness?
What is Fierce Fitness? Oh, that's a tough question. Fierce Fitness, it is a gym, but I like to consider it way more than a gym. It's a place where you can just come as you are, and really the possibilities are endless.
Well, give us a little bit of background about you. So how did you get into the fitness industry?
Well, it didn't really start in the fitness industry, but I've been in the fitness industry now for 8 years. So I've been in Australia 11 years, and I came from California. In California, I was a tennis instructor. So I had all of that fitness sort of background growing up being a tennis player, teaching tennis 8 hours a day in the famous Newport Beach, California, the rich and the famous.
So you started Fierce Fitness, and you had a lot of ladies at the start, is that right?
Mostly ladies, and we didn't want to transition too quickly and make any drastic changes, so we just slowly started having partners come in, husbands come in, and now we have a good population or clientele that are men. We also have teens.
So what's it like training with the teenagers then?
They have so much potential, and I was just lucky enough, actually, at the end of last year to get sort of a gig with the Queensland government. So I was able to work with a group of teenagers who were not enrolled in the school system, so they, for whatever reason, had fallen out of the school system. It was really cool that the Queensland government had this grant for them, and part of it was to come and do an hour of physical fitness. So I put in a petition and they picked me, and it was just so amazing to work with those girls. We just were able to connect and find purpose, and I saw so many of those girls just bloom and come out of their shell. And I guess I don't know if they've lost, they rediscover themselves and find their confidence again. And that's why I love working with teenagers, because it's pretty hard being a teenager these days. All the struggles and, you know, the social media and the technology, it's just such a different world. And I think what we are lacking is that connection. Like, Kevin, we have more friends than ever on Facebook or Instagram
than we've ever had before.
That's what I see as the problem. And then you go home and you don't even know the person you're living next to. Like, you don't even know your neighbor, but you have 5,000 friends on Facebook. I mean, it's good and bad. We don't need to go into all the social media stuff. In working with teenagers, I want them to get off Fortnite. I want them to get off Facebook and just come in and connect and move your body and feel alive. Like, if that's what they like to play Fortnite, my boys do it. It's hard for me to understand, but when I have the chance to get them here and move physically, it's something really cool happens with your endorphins and your mentality and all of that stuff. So that's what I enjoy.
So here at Fierce Fitness, any age can come?
Any age. I think we might have a lady in her 60s, and any age is welcome, yeah.
And it's not all about body beautiful, is it?
No. I had a little talk to you before about I do think we have a bit of a point of difference, is that when you come to Fierce, you're not just looked at as a number. You're not just judged for the physical, and that goes either way. So you could look like you could be on a fitness magazine, and we do have those beautiful body types here. And we also have people of all sizes. So I love it to be a place where you just come and you don't have to feel intimidated. Like, everyone sort of rejoices in your differences and accepts you. So I know that I'm a bit biased, but people see this in our videos. You know, you'll see somebody who has lost over 30 kgs, and then the fittest girl in all the gym, goes down and finishes off her burpees with her, you know. So it's just this really cool sort of connection again that happens here. So it's not all about body beautiful here. I would like to go a little bit deeper than that. I like to consider myself a tad bit less
superficial,
egotistical, narcissistic. Yeah, but I don't see myself as that. No.
So, Coach Dan, can I have a chat with you every week about different types of physical and fitness things? Is that okay?
Let's do it. Crazy Kevin.
Coach Dan, how can people contact you if they want to come down to Fierce Fitness?
We're on Facebook, so Fierce Fitness Toowoomba. Or you can telephone me on 0429-770-196.
So, Coach Dan, it's been amazing talking to you today, and looking forward to lots more chats with you all about the fitness down here at Fierce Fitness. Thank you, Coach Dan.
Thank you so much, Crazy Kevin.
Okay, it's time for our third and final track from our REM album. Thank you once again, going out to Kiri, for suggesting this as our golden album of the week. As always, don't forget, if you've got an album that you'd like, an artist that you'd like, drop me an email to crazykevin powerfm@gmail.com. And don't forget, it's crazy with a K. So what we're going to play for you now is Losing My Religion. It was an unlikely hit for the group, gathering extensive airplay on radio as well as on our MTV and VHS due to its critically acclaimed music video. The song became REM's highest charting hit in the United States, reaching number 4 and expanding the group's popularity beyond its original fan base. Singer Michael Stipe's vocal was recorded in a single take. Wow, that's good. Anyway, here we go. REM and Losing My Religion. Here's a song from the cast from Shoebox Theatre, who are on at the USQ Arts Theatre with their amazing production of Avenue Q. Get on down and see it. It's a great show.
Lots of bills to pay. What can you do? You work real hard and the pay's real low. And every hour goes oh so slow. And at the end of the day, there's nowhere to go.
Well, it's time to say goodbye. I hope you enjoyed the Crazy Kevin Show. I had great fun chatting away with him, playing some good music, and I hope you like the interviews. Talking about interviews and musicians, if you would like to have a chat to me, drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. And don't forget, that's crazy with a K. So until next week, it's over and out from me. Bye-bye-bye-bye. Keep it happy out there. Whoa!